5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! All right, guys, this is Freeman from ZombieCast and Knuckleball Radio. You're listening to the most awkward thing on earth, the Hardly Awkward Podcast. I love you, brother.
Hey, it's Matt Bradford with Video Game Outsiders and ZombieCast, and you're about to get horribly awkward with this Sean guy. And believe me, it gets awkward.
Yo, yo, this is Yogi from Horseplay Live. You're listening to Sean Imes. Horribly awkward. I farted. I think I may have pooted myself. Is that awkward? Yeah, horribly awkward. Tune in. Don't turn it off. Don't turn it off. Okay, bye.
This is Mike from XD Experience, and this is Horribly Awkward.
Hey, dude. Hey, Yogi, can you move out of the way? I need to clock in, too. You've been staying in front of the clock. You got to just clock in. You just slide the car here. I'm going to help you. Get the card. I'll help you clock into work. Do you know how to do it?
I don't like these punch cards because whenever you put the card in there, it makes a really loud noise, and I'm always worried I'm going to lose a finger.
Oh, that big snap. Like that snap.
Kid. It's too authoritative. It reminds me of the time my mama used to scream at me when I was
young. Wait, hold on. Here, give me a card.
No, oh god, the noise!
No, you're clocked in. No, let me clock. Oh shit, wait a minute.
Give me a heads up. Give me a heads up. Okay, hold on, my heart.
Dude, I forgot my pants.
Oh shit.
Do you have an extra pair of pants?
Dude, you have no pants! Dude, you freaking got no pants!
Do you have an extra pair I can wear?
Dude, really? Seriously? Speedos?
What size is your waist?
Hold on. Speedos?
No, don't look.
I can't unsee that.
Don't look.
Oh god.
Stop looking, dude. Just give me what size of pants you are. Give me one of your uniforms.
Dude, my pants are like 4 times yours pants. I'm like a size 40 for comfort. You know, I'm a size 42 for comfort. You know why? Because if I get a 38, 36, my ass don't fit in it.
Oh, man. See, I'm a 36. See, the 42 is fine. I'll just like it tight with a belt or a string, or I can get one of these extension cords right here. Hold on. Thanks, dude. Thanks, dude. You're totally safe. Wait. You know what? Fuck this. Let's get awkward. You know what? Forget the pants. Forget this Speedo. Hold up. Forget the Speedo.
I need to see all that.
I'm taking the bottom of my shirt. I'm tucking it up over the collar. I'm wearing that like a bra. You know how they do? You know how you do that as a kid? Oh, here we go. Look, I'll show you.
You should wear your shirt out, man. So it takes less focus off of the pants, man.
Yeah, I'm doing this because this is awkward. This is what we're supposed to be doing here. Are you ready to get awkward, Ogi? Yogi?
Ogi? Isn't Ogi a brand of bags? That's kind of awkward.
Here we go. Let's get horribly awkward. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Drop that theme song.
Horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is horribly awkward and I want off.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to the 17th episode of Horribly Awkward. I am your host, Sean. As always, another podcast and another super cool kick-ass guest. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you guys want to support in any way, it's simple. It's very simple. Just tell a friend. Just repost something I post on Facebook. Retweet a Twitter post. Tweet. Whatever you got to do. It's that simple. I don't ask for donations. I'm not that big. Or anyone to do Patreon or anything. I just tell a friend. I just want the word to spread. I don't ask for money to do this. This is just fun. I love doing this. And like today I got an amazing guest. This is the reason I do it, because this is fun and I love delivering entertainment. So you guys find me on Facebook, Sean Imes Fuller. Find me on Twitter, at @awkward_podcast. On Facebook, you know, blah blah blah. I have a page. You guys can like that. If you want to send me a voicemail, I got 2 voicemails today. One from Normie, our favorite chick in the world, and one from Batman. Yeah, Batman himself. The actual Batman left me a voicemail. That voicemail is 510-600-3475. So just drop me one, guys, and I will get back to you. Or you can send me an email at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. And I got one of those today. I'm going to read 2 from Isaiah Maurer.
Oh, snap. I know that guy.
Ah, snap. Yeah. So you guys, also, Horrible Gamers, that's my other podcast. But let's get right into the show. On today's show, And you know what? Let's just start it off like this. Welcome, geeks, gamers, ninjas, and robots. On today's show, one super
that sounds
cool
familiar.
Dude. It is familiar. This is one super cool dude, guys. You guys might know him from the Timey Wimey Team Time Party. Did I say it right?
Yes, you got it.
Got it.
Timey.
You know those Doctor Who nerds. You know those nerds, you guys. Also from Horseplay Live, Geeky Antics Network, and probably 100 other things. But Yomar Lopez, dude, Yogizilla, what's up, man?
What's up?
What's up? All I'm the Batman. Hype, and you just say, "What's up?"
I'm Batman.
I am Batman. I am Yogizilla. Yogi, man, yeah, I had you on Horrible Gamers a month ago, and now we're doing this one-on-one thing, man. Let's get personal.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get personal.
Batman, yeah. how you doing, man?
I'm good. You know, I was hyped to get this done. You know, you and I share some similar personality quirks, from what I could tell. Like me, like, I'm very easygoing until things don't start going my way, and then I get very flustered.
Yes, like, exactly.
Because I know, I'm at old age, I know to expect the unexpected. But I don't like when there's things that happen that could have been easily avoided. Like things that you could have avoided if you had better time management. Like when I tell my family, all right, look, this is my schedule for this week. This is my schedule for today. I won't be available at this time. So if you need me now, or you want to spend time, quality time now, let's do it now. But please, at this time, just don't knock on the door unless you're bleeding.
Yeah, I'm a time Nazi as well. It's like, if we say let's do the podcast at 7 o'clock, okay, this is what I do, because this is how Horrible Gamers goes. We're never on time. But me, personally, we try to go for 7 p.m. So 6:30, I shut everything down and turn all my games off, everything.
Pacific, right? Pacific?
Pacific time. So a half hour prior to that, or 20 minutes minimum, I shut everything down, my gaming, everything. I bring my Skype up. I have everything ready to go. I bring my OBS up. I bring whatever programs I need up so we can get every. And then I hope everybody will get on 10 minutes prior, and then we'll be ready to go at 7. But it never works that way. It just never works that way, man. That's frustrating.
And I think that time is like one of the few resources that is very, it's like one of the most scarce things. So it's like the one thing you expect people to respect, you know, more than anything, you know? Because I feel like sometimes I take it personally. I've learned not to, but sometimes it's like, if you don't value my time, then you don't value me, you know? Like, if I'm doing a podcast, like, hey, this is not a hobby. I mean, I do it as a mostly a labor of love, but it is also something very important. It leads to opportunities. It helps us network with people, expand our horizons, brainstorm, you know, get inspired, reconnect with people. It's just such a wonderful platform. So, like, you know, bring it back to my family. When they come in for something silly like, hey, do you know what the weather's like outside? Check the weather app. What? Walk outside the door. Now you got to ask me this? Oh, that's how you can tell I'm frustrated because my voice is getting few octaves higher.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I feel the energy, dude. That's what we need. We need the energy around here, man. Let's get it going.
That's what I do.
Yeah, dude. It's like, yeah, you only have so much time, especially like I work graveyard shift, so 9 p.m. So it's kind of like I wake up at 3 p.m. and I'm a slave to my job until I go to work, which kind of sucks. Like, most people get their job over with and then they can relax, wind down, have a good time. Me, I wake up and I'm a slave to my job. It really sucks, man. So like, the weekends are my time off, and I like to, like, I'm so time managed, man. I never go to sleep or I take a nap or nothing without an alarm, so I know exactly when I wake up and I gotta get.
Yeah, and I was listening to I think it was the show you did with Sean Freeman, like that last episode, I think it was.
Yeah.
Where you were saying you don't like naps, you don't like sleeping because you feel like you missed out so much of the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to be like that for such a long time. But, like, as I get older, like, I have sleep apnea sometimes I get insomnia. So, like, when I can get sleep, I try to sleep, you know, squeeze it in wherever I can, because I never know when the kids are going to wake me up or the dogs are going to start barking or some shit's going to happen. And it's like, well, my day is fucked. Because, you know, like, my whole thing is, you know, I do with the work I do, especially the creative work I do, it's better to go into it fresh. So instead of beating your head against the wall, sometimes you just want to go take a little nap, you know, recharge your batteries, walk away from it, and then come back to it refreshed with, you know, new perspective. You're revitalized, and then you might catch something you didn't see before. You might approach it a whole different angle, you know. That's the same with whether I'm doing a video, or I'm writing, or I'm designing a game, whatever I'm working on. I'm like, I have to do that. That's my process. So I've come to appreciate naps. And I think when you're young, you want to stay up as late as possible because you feel like you're going to miss out. I'm not saying you're super young, but you know when you're a little kid, you always didn't want to go to bed. You always like fake give a fuss. You know, that's kids always give a fuss. Like they're like, oh no, I don't want to go to bed. I'm going to miss something. You know, like no, let me stay up. It's like I want to do what adults are doing. They're staying up late. There must be something cool going on, like some kind of like meeting or something. And I do some kind of party while they go to sleep.
The adult meetings. Those adult meetings, man. If there's adult meetings going on at night, they're probably support groups, man. They're no fun, dude.
Well, yeah, you know, the kids are probably like, man, my parents are always really anxious to get me to bed or have me stay in the room the rest of the night. What's up with that? What's going on? It's like, I don't know, you know, but then you get old and you're like, this ain't shit. I want some more sleep. I want to be able to sleep guilt-free and not have to worry about it. But now that you want to sleep, you can't get it because you're like, well, I got responsibilities. It's like, fuck, I can't win either way.
I don't want the sleep. I don't want it. But yeah, I have sleep apnea, too. I went and did that overnight sleep test. That's super awkward and weird. I think
that's really awkward.
I think I heard you talking about that on Horseplay, right, recently or something?
I've talked about it before. Yeah, it's one of my big reveals. If you ever have to go to that, folks, it's something. You know what sucks about doctors is a lot of times they're quick to just write off your symptoms to whatever comes to mind first. They have their own personal bias, right? You know, and then, you know, automatically if you're fat or you're a smoker or if you're both, it's like, oh, that's the reason you feel this way. Don't worry about it. But you know your own body better than anyone. So if you see something's changing your life, like you feel less motivated or, you're more irritable, or you can't focus as much. Like maybe you're reading a book and you're reading over the same line or paragraph over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, these are indicators that you might have a sleep issue because your brain isn't getting a chance. Your body isn't getting a chance to you know, refresh itself. So you're kind of going through the world's longest day because you're not really sleeping. You know, you close your eyes, you might rest a little bit, but if you don't get that REM, it's hard, man.
Yeah,
people don't understand.
You wake up, like, you might wake up 100 times in a night and not even realize it. Like, me too, I'm always tired. I tried the machine, the game in the machine, and I just, I feel like I'm suffocating with that machine on. I couldn't do it. I was about 300 pounds. I lost 120 pounds. And that kind of helped it a little bit. My sleep's a little better, but I'm still like I am constantly tired, man. Especially on my nights off because I try to keep the same schedule. So I try to stay up till 4 or 5 p.m. or a.m. And like it's really hard, man. I can't lay down to watch a movie because I'm out. I'll fall asleep regardless of how good the movie is. It doesn't even matter, dude. Like I have to like stay sitting up in a chair, play video games or something. Video games will keep me wired, man. Though I mean, that's like crack sometimes. If you're playing a good game, you're just like. I don't want to stop. Okay, one more match. Okay, one more checkpoint.
Yeah, that's the only. I'm the same way. I think one of the few things that I can get fully immersed in, and then since most of my gaming is online, I have friends talking to me. I'm engrossed in what I'm doing in the game, so that keeps me going. But then, like other things, it's hard. Like I have to do it in small sessions, or else I'm like, ooh, getting tired. So I need to like get up, walk around a little bit. You know, it's crazy. People don't understand the struggle. Like, you know, if you work a job, I know people that you know, they work traditional jobs. I work mostly from home.
Mm-hmm.
But I have worked part-time jobs, you know, just to make a little extra money. And like they don't appreciate where you're coming from when you're tired and like, you know, they act like it's just a little thing. It's like, I've heard of that. It's not a big deal. It's like, yes, it is. Because basically, we're dying every night. Little by little, more so than others.
if you think about it.
You know, it's like it's scary. You know, but like the thing with a sleep machine, I don't have one right now. But you have to get a mask. The mask that fits perfectly because everybody has a different kind of sleep pattern. Like I need to sleep on my side. That's why I sleep comfortably. I use a body pillow. You know, and that's comfortable for me. So I'm not kicking anyone in bed. Wink, wink. You know.
Yeah.
And also, my wife's a bed hog. She likes to hog the covers, and she kicks and spreads out, and she's impossible sometimes. So I got my body pillow that creates a boundary, and then it keeps your spine from curving too much. I definitely recommend a body pillow, regardless of whether you have a sleep situation with someone else. But
if you really want some boundaries, why don't you just buy two twin beds and separate?
That's some like 1950s stuff. Dude.
I know, and then every once in a while, when it's a good like oh, tonight was a good night, babe. Let's push the beds together,
dude. People used to do that, man.
I know. That's so weird, right?
It when I see old shows like that, I love those kind of like old shows, like Dick Van Dyke Show, and you know, all that kind of stuff. The Brady Bunch, Leave It to Beaver. I love all that stuff, you know. But like, I look at the way things used to be, especially like 60s, 50s areas, like,
yeah,
intimacy. Like, you know, particularly sex used to be just a thing you do to procreate, and then maybe on a special occasion. I'm like, and people still have that mentality.
Yeah, it's weird,
like,
right?
I don't get it. Like, I'm like, you know, and I don't know. I feel like we still have some remnants of that. Like, people have problems with intimacy. And that's just, you know, sex, just like, just making contact. Like, they do it when they have to, like, out of obligation. It's the weirdest thing. Like, I know people that are not hugging types. I'm a hugging type. I'll, you know, if it's the first time we're meeting, we meet at a convention or something, we do a meetup or something, like a podcast meetup or whatever, you know, and I see someone for the first time, I'm giving them a hug if I really dig the person, and, you know, if they find it awkward, oh well.
Like, I'm a hugger, man. I mean, buddies, I give him a hug. Maybe I'll give a guy a dude hug where you, like, one hand, you know, you get the handshake down, you lean in, one hand over the shoulder.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't linger it.
But I got close friends, man. I'll do two arms, man. I'm not afraid. I don't care. There's no awkwardness there, man. Especially for people that I've known for a while. I just haven't seen them in a while, man. I'm giving them a hug, dude. I'm not gonna skimp out on that. But Liz, how old are you, Ogie? Yogi. I keep saying Ogi. What the hell, Yogi?
I think it's because you want Obi to be here, and he could have been today.
Yeah, so I wanted Obi, man. What happened?
You're combining us together. Yeah, he's weekends are tough for him because what little time he has, he does like his streaming to his channel, and then his wife demands time of him.
Yeah, so, weekends are hard for everyone, man. I've been trying to get Matt Bradford on the Horrible Gamers for a long time, man, but it's so hard because we do Saturday nights at that prime hour where he, like, that's his date night and stuff, which is understandable. Yeah. But how old are you, man?
So, you know, this is like a it's not really the best kept secret. People always ask this, and I always give them a hard time because it's really easy to just Google it and find it, you know, but I'm only 36. I'm up to 37 this year.
Okay, yeah. So you're.
But, what's that?
I say So I'm 35. So you're like a year older than me.
Yeah. But most people think I'm like 40 something because, you know, I have such a big family, and, you know, I tell them I'm already a grandpa.
Oh, it's because the beard. You got the big beard. You're wearing the bandana, man. You look like a biker. That's why, man.
I'm kind of like, I like to think of it as I'm an old soul, but I'm a young spirit. If that makes any sense.
What kind of music do you listen to? You listen to hip hop, don't you?
I like everything, to be honest, but I like, it's funny, living down south, I'm originally from New York City, but I've been all over the place. I've been to California and Connecticut and all over, you know. I've traveled and stayed in different places, but, you know, I still consider myself a New Yorker at heart, but I do love it down south. You know, I'm really acclimated to Georgia.
Georgia?
What were you saying again? I lost my place.
Georgia?
I'm hungry. Our pizza needs to be here.
Pizza. Oh, yeah, you were saying. I was just asking. You were saying where you've been all over the place.
Yeah, I was saying before that, though. What was your question? Can I give you the long-winded? I gave a long-winded answer.
Yeah, man. You did, man. You took us around. You literally took us around the United States on that one.
That's what I do. You were asking me something more. It had nothing to do with where I live.
Something about your... Oh, what music you listen to.
Oh, yeah. So, you know... So how did I get there? How the hell did I get there?
I don't know. You started talking about Georgia and New York, Connecticut and California.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. Yeah, I know why I got there. Because, you know, now I used to always say country music is stupid. Because it's always like it's basically depressing songs about a person's dog or incest or some other shit. But now I like it. It's grown on me because I can't, you know, I've assimilated to the, you know, I'm kind of a social chameleon when it comes to that. Like, I'm an introvert. But I can adapt to situations.
Yeah. So right? The short answer is you like country?
The short answer is I like all kind of music.
Yeah, I know, me
and
too.
And now that includes country, but I don't. Whereas I used to like hip-hop, because you mentioned hip-hop.
Yeah.
Now not so much. I don't like today's modern hip-hop. Most of these guys, I'm telling you, most of these cats don't flow. You don't need to rhyme, but they don't flow. They don't have anything unique to say. And they all sound the same. They all sound like they're talking. I could be a rapper. You know what? If I wanted to... You know, I get together with some people that laid out some fat beats. Maybe my friend SG. I don't know if you listen to R9 Cast, but he does good music stuff.
Yeah.
I could get with him and be like, yo, lay down a track. And I was just like, you know, talk. I'll talk into the mic and then just use auto-tune. Bam, I'm a rapper, you know?
My name is Yogi. You don't really know me. Calling me your homie. Told See, you to use the phony. I told you I eat bologna. You didn't fuck.
That's more effort than most of these rappers do today. They don't even rhyme.
Yeah.
Like I could just be like, I'm walking down the street and I see a dollar bill. Oh, wow. It's a dollar bill. Oh, wow. It's a dollar bill.
Dollar bill, y'all. Yeah, there's...
And then I just quantize that and auto-tune it, and now it's a hot song.
Well,
because
yeah,
I have a little hook.
That auto-tune will make anything sound good. But, you know, I'm not into a lot of the mainstream hip-hop. I grew up on hip-hop. That's kind of my thing, man. I still love it. I used to record it. I used to record a lot of raps and stuff, and... I have some stuff on my SoundCloud page, a bunch of the stuff I recorded like 2003, but like, you know, a lot of the mainstream stuff isn't good. Eminem's still a real slick lyricist.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Tech N9ne, man. Tech N9ne does his own thing. I like Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
I like some of Drake's stuff. Until that new Drake song came out, I can't stand it. That Jumpman.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Like, they find something that's catchy and just repeat that. Like, you get maybe... You get like three verses, and the verses have like three lines each, and then the rest is just a hook, and maybe a baby crying in the background, like everything. Like, what is it? Or the Indian flute? Everything has the fucking Indian flute or the baby crying. I don't understand it. It's like, do you not have any fresh ideas, people?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I like Dre. I like Dr. Dre's new album. Some people don't like it. I really like it, man. I really like his album. I like a lot of underground stuff. I like Atmosphere, Greaves, stuff like that from the Rhymesayers. A lot of that's where all the creativity is in the underground. Mainly. I mean, all this other stuff, man. I can't stand like 2 Chainz and shit like that.
Oh.
Especially that Jumpman song, man. When my roommate's in the car, he's not a big rap fan, but he likes some of it. But when that comes on, he's like, I just don't get it. I'm like, dude, I just don't get this either, man. I like Drake, but what is this? Jumpman.
And they mumble too, like, you don't even have to say a word anymore in the background. Maybe a melodic mumble.
That's a new style it's gonna become. It's gonna be primal raps, dude. Oh, dude, that's
they'll be going in a better direction. And then you got cats like Kanye West.
I like Kanye, dude. I'm not gonna say I don't like Kanye. Kanye's a dick personality. I don't like him as a person, but some of his music's good, man. His last album was kind of creative. I mean, I liked it, dude.
Kanye is a wannabe Nas who isn't as good as Nas.
No, Nas is a poet, dude. Nas is definitely a poet.
But Kanye thinks he's the gift, God's gift to hip hop, and like. I just can't get down with it. Like, it might be catchy, and then the moment, and then he's like, "Yeah, I'm the gift to hip hop." Like, he advertises himself in his own songs. Like, who plugs himself?
Oh yeah, I am God.
Like,
come on, I am God. I like it though, man. If you put his album on while you're working, man, you get pumped up, dude. I'm telling you,
but
man.
But dude, there's so many other options to get pumped though. That's the thing. Like, it's a guilty pleasure. Like, if it's playing on the radio, all right, I'm bopping my head to it. But I just can't support the fool. He's just too much of an idiot, man. You know. And then his fans are worse. Like, that's the thing. It does. Like, a lot of time, like, this is where I become a hipster.
Okay.
When people are like passionate to the point of obsession, and then that obsession becomes stupidity.
Okay.
You know, like whether it's video games, music, whatever. Like, you know, you hear Kanye's fans like, "Yo, that beat is tight. Yo, he's always coming up with tight beats." And I'm like, "Motherfucker, that's Daft Punk. He did not produce that beat.
You mean like
Stop
power,
it.
Power, power. Oh, what's it called?
Yeah, the stronger, better, faster song. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more my go-to. I like more these days. My go-to is like 80s, 90s type of music, rock, and EDM. And it's not so much EDM, electronic music as a whole. I like that kind of stuff. Whether it's chiptune, like 8-bit chiptune type stuff, or dubstep. Dubstep's not so much because that's become a little bit too mainstream and it's kind of watered down because of it. But like drum and bass, trance, techno, you know, progressive. All that kind of stuff. I like that shit.
Okay, so the short answer is you like a lot of stuff and you're 37 years old. 36.
You're not gonna get short answers from me.
Okay.
Buddy.
No, no, that's good, man. This is cool. This is super interesting. I wasn't expecting to talk about all that. But let's backtrack a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about your podcast, man, because I met you recently through, obviously, we're both going to be a part of the Social Dozen, which is coming next month. You know why I'm excited about the Social Dozen? And it's not the 1 week that I'm on every month. It's the 3 weeks that I'm not on, and I get to listen to a podcast and I'm a part of a new family. There's 13 of us. We got this. It's going to be I'm so stoked for the Social Dozen. I'm so stoked that Sean Freeman like invited me to be a part of it. Like this is going to be amazing, Yogi, and Yogi is a part of it too, so he's going to be on there as well. I think me and him and Jesus and somebody else are going to be on one show next. This is going to be awesome, dude. But
I think it's March. Actually, I have it right here. I think March 7th.
Oh, it's March.
And me, you, Jesus, and Chip Sella from the B-Team podcast, one of my favorite podcasts, are going to be together. So that's cool because Chip and I have done plenty of shows together. I've been a guest host on his show. I'm kind of an unofficial member of the B-Team podcast.
Okay.
He had wanted me to be the new host on there, and I was going to jump on it, but I was like, you know what? I can't take that responsibility. So give it someone that can definitely fill those shoes, and I'll be like a backup host, you know, for it. But I love Chip, and I know you, Jesus, I don't know as well. I know him through proxy, but we've done, you know, we did the show together, Horrible Gamers, and it's gonna be good. We're gonna have a good dynamic there.
Yeah. So like, okay, so you're part of Social Dozen. That's only requires like once a month. You're a part. Okay, Geeky Antics Network. That's your umbrella, right?
Yeah, that's our network. Like we're like all games, but when we have a wider scope and not just video games, just. We talk about all kinds of geeky stuff, but it always does come back to video games somehow. Oh, yeah, by the way, to confirm, March 7th through the 13th, that week, we're going to be doing the show. So we just got to coordinate on when we want to do it that week.
Awesome, man. I'm hoping is somebody's going to say, like, either early Saturdays or anytime Sunday. Sundays are my free day, so I can do anything I really want on a Sunday. But, like, okay, so.
Oh, you don't work tonight?
No, I don't. I work Monday through Thursday nights.
Oh, for some reason, I thought you worked tonight. That's another reason I was rushing. I was
no,
upset.
No, that's what I was saying. Don't stress about it. Yeah, I was saying don't stress. I like to do it early so I get done with this. I edit it, and then I got kind of the rest of the night to mess around.
True.
Because this is the only day I really can get stuff done and have the rest of the day to mess around other than work days.
But do you usually start your day anyway?
On the weekends?
Yeah.
I get up at 11 a.m. on the weekends, but on work nights, I get up at 3.
3 p.m.
3 p.m., yeah, because I got to work 9 to 7 a.m., so.
And then you stay up, you get into the habit of staying up to like 5 a.m. on the weekend, so you keep that schedule up?
I try. Sometimes I get extra sleep, but, you know, like, I would love to just be awake and just do all the stuff I want to do. But, Yogi, okay, so, Geeky Antics Network, that host, okay, that's your umbrella. Underneath the umbrella, you got Horseplay Live, which I listened to. I've been listening to recently. That's you and Obi. I've listened to like two or three shows. You guys just kind of chill, man. You guys are just talking. You guys go like it always. Like you said, it comes back to gaming always. But you guys are just what's that? What are you showing me, man? Uh oh.
I'm hitting you with a sonic screwdriver. So we're doing video. I'm bringing props out.
Oh no, man.
Can you hear it?
He's bringing props.
Really low.
This is Carrot Top.
The battery's dying out. Yeah, I'm Carrot Top. Carrot Top looks freaky now, by the way. I've seen him recently, like,
yeah, he's
Vegas.
He's all pumped up, dude. He's like...
Dude, in person, he looks even scarier, dude. Like, that's some scary shit. Hey, look, I want to show you real quick some of the stuff I got in my stocking for Christmas. I got the little Doctor Who mini Funko. Little pop figure.
I got some pops, dude, back in the back. Look, I didn't want to collect, but I'm collecting.
I didn't want either, but they got me started on it. That's what I got two of them back there. I got the Chewbacca and the Stormtrooper one. And look, and if you feel dirty, like I was going to say earlier, if you feel dirty, I got a loofah ready for you, bro.
Got the loofah. Let's do it, man. Send me that loofah.
It hasn't been used, so don't worry. You won't get any of my germs on you.
So okay, you bring out your little toy, your little Doctor Who toy. But so you're like you're a big fan of Doctor Who? I've never seen Doctor Who.
Oh, never?
I've never seen it. I've only heard people talking.
Are you scared to get into it, or doesn't it seem like it's not really something that you'd be into?
I'm always scared to get into the new things that have been going on for years because you like my addictive personality. Yeah, wants me to start at the beginning and watch them all, and I'll obsess over it.
Don't.
That's how I do it, though, man. I'll watch even if you tell me start at the end, watch the last three seasons. I'll watch those three and go, I'm going back to the beginning. Like that's what I did with Star Wars, man. I watched the seventh, and I was like, I gotta watch Star Wars. I gotta check this out now, see what everyone's talking about. So I watched 4, 5, and 6.
You're not reading the novels, though, are you?
I'm not a good reader, but I watched 4, 5, and 6, and then I was like, I have to go back and watch 1, 2, and 3. I watched all three of those, but I struggled, man. I had to force myself, even though I wasn't having a good time with them.
I see what you did there.
The force. I had to force myself to go back and watch those first three, and I really wasn't having a good time, but like my addictive personality takes over, man. It's like, I gotta do it. It's something in my brain just says, do, even though I'm going, no, stop.
Well, I also have another show that I do every now and then with my friend across the pond, Alistair Kennedy. He calls himself Ali Kenobi, and it's called Star Wars Rebels Cast UK.
Oh, you do a Star Wars cast. Gee, how many? What are you doing, man? You need to slow down, dude.
Oh, no. We're speeding up this year. I feel like I've been going too slow.
Oh, no, man. There's a lot of stuff going on.
We got a bunch of projects coming up. It's going to be cool. But I would really recommend Star Wars Rebels, that show, or the Clone Wars cartoon, because it fills in the gaps between the movies really well, and it gives you a lot more backstory, dude. It's pretty cool. If you're really getting into Star Wars, definitely get into that. But as far as Doctor Who, my wife, she finally broke down and said, you know what, you're into this, I'm going to support you, I'm going to get into it. Let's start from the beginning. I'm like, the real beginning or the reboot beginning? It's not really a reboot, but it kind of started off fresh.
Yeah.
It's continuity, but it made, from 2008, 9-ish, when it started fresh, they kind of did it a clean slate so that you could get it. Was a good entry point with the Ninth Doctor and up, you know, but you are aware that there were people before him.
Yeah. I haven't even heard of this show until about 2-3 years ago. I never even heard of it. And somehow I'm hearing about it all the time now. And you got toys coming out and pops coming out and I'm hearing about it on Facebook, but I never heard about it before that. Honestly, I never heard of it. It's weird.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's funny. Cause I have a friend that, she said when she came to watch Timey Wimey Tea Time, which is not just about Doctor Who, but it's a big part of it. Obviously, it's in the name. And she's like, oh, I'll be back in a bit. How long you think you're going to take with a Doctor Who talk? And I said, oh, about 20, 30 minutes. She's like, oh, I'll be back after that. I'm like, why? She's like, I'm not into Doctor Who. It's too mainstream. And I'm like, huh? So that boggled my mind, because there's still tons of people that haven't heard of Doctor Who. And for something to be mainstream, people at least have to have heard of it.
Yeah, Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, that's mainstream. Yeah. Doctor Who is popular, but it's kind of
underground still.
Yeah, for sure.
And you mentioned The Walking Dead, and guess what's her favorite show? The Walking Dead.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Wait, you're going to be a hipster about Doctor Who because it's too mainstream, but you love Walking Dead? Oh, stop it. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I love you to death. You know who you are if you happen to listen to this podcast, but still, I'm calling you out on that.
Exactly, man. Walking Dead is one of the most like fad shows ever. I'm not saying I don't like it. I watch The Walking Dead, but it's definitely it's like if anybody says anything about mainstream or that show's a fad or like that's it, man. Walking Dead's the main one. I would say Game of Thrones would definitely be there too, but the only thing is there's that barrier between you and some people getting the barrier between them and HBO. But if it was on TNT. Or if it was on AMC, for sure. I mean, it would be just as popular.
Yep, absolutely. Also, I think Game of Thrones is more of an acquired taste because it has the little things that that throw people off, the nudity and the incest. And
oh, I know. It's crazy.
The homoerotic stuff that some people can't stomach, you know.
Oh, no. These guys. Why? Like, you watch, like, I you know what's weird? Okay, this is what's weird. Some people are so turned off and freaked out about anything that's homosexual, bisexual, lesbians, gays, anything, that they won't watch it. But they're okay with, murder and all this other stuff. Like, that's so weird, dude.
That's a Western thing, too, because, We're so repressed about anything sexual, you know, and even gender roles. But then when it comes to violence, we're like, yeah,
Yeah, exactly. Know? That's why porn is so popular, and everyone's watching it on their cell phones and on their laptops at home, and no one's talking about it because they're so repressed. They're like, hey, I gotta do that. This is naughty. This is naughty. I can't let no one see. But like, yeah, let's go watch people get killed. Let's watch faces of death and watch real people die.
My thing is everybody likes porn. Everybody. And somebody, I don't like porn. It's disgusting. And I'm like, listen, you like porn. Because tell me, what kind of stuff do you read? What kind of stuff do you watch? They're like, oh, I just watch stuff like CSI or NCIS. But that's murder porn. So shut up.
Yeah, that shit is super popular, dude. All that crime stuff. I don't understand the crime thing. I've never been into it, really. Show-wise. But
it's a guilty pleasure. It's formulaic. I watch it because my family's into it. That's kind of our family thing. It's like, oh, let's see how this guy, how they figure out this crime. Yeah, there you go. That's really it. The whodunit, but it's really grotesque.
Yeah. I mean, I like some of the movies. You know, I like Saw, dude. Saw was kind of a crime thing. Saw was fantastic, but that's more of a horror movie, of course. I've never been into the shows, like the CSIs and all that stuff. I'm not really into shows where they have a problem and they solve a problem in one episode and then they move on the next episode. Yeah. Those kind of don't really, like, that's why I can't watch the Marvel shows. I just don't like them. But I will watch I'll watch Jessica Jones and I'll watch Daredevil, man. It's like, that's one long series of one thing going on, but.
Well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has stuff carrying over from episode to episode. They don't resolve. They're not a self-contained. No, they're not episodic. I would not consider them episodic at all.
Yeah, I tried watching it. I only got like 3 episodes deep. I just can't do it. I can't do it. I'm sorry, man. You can fire me.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was a slow burn. The first like 5-6 episodes, they were pulling the punches because they were waiting for the tie-in to the movies and stuff. And then after that, they're like, boom. They hit the ground running after that. But so you got to give it a chance.
So you were saying like CSI, is that like your guilty pleasure, man? Like, is that, well, do you have any guilty pleasures? Yogi, what are those things where like, I'm going to do this when no one's home. If my wife comes home, I probably won't be doing it. Come on. Let's be honest. I like to watch really sad movies, man. I love sad movies. You know, I just watched Inside Out, that Pixar movie. That was a really good movie.
I got to catch that, but it seems like it's too many feels. And right now I'm in a mood where I just want to watch things that make me happy. There's too much stuff going on in life to be getting feels like that.
Yeah, it does. There's only a couple parts that get feels. The whole movie was really well written, and it's all about real things. It's about kind of what I took it as. Like someone's this is what I took it as. It's probably not what it is about. If someone's bipolar, these are the thoughts that are fighting in their head. Like it was really good, man. It was really good. But like stuff like that – I like watching movies where people die. Oh.
Yeah. No, I love that stuff. Trust me. But right now I'm in a mood where I'm back in my kind of anime mood because anime just is so ridiculous. And, you know, they have some feels, but it's mostly like a fun ride. And it's just something where you can really escape and not be reminded of reality. You know,
you just like those tentacles, man. Don't lie.
No, I haven't been doing too much of the tentacle porn. A little bit of the fish porn. Some of the harem. You know, I like the harem. You know, like 20 girls, one dude. And I'm like, you lucky bastard. But then I realized that works in anime. In real life, that's considered hell.
Oh, yeah. And but like, when I say I like people watching people die in movies, it's not I like watching people die. But those sad movies, man, just gets me. And it forces those feelings out.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, cleanses my body a little bit.
But you do need that. You do need that.
Yeah, you do. And then the only way I find it is, like, I mean, I play a lot of games, and through video games, you're not going to find a lot of shitty stories that are going to – I mean, maybe The Last of Us was one that got a little bit of the feels, but there's not a lot of that in gaming. Gaming's more like kicking ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and honestly, this whole thing about video games needing campaigns or needing a strong story, I hate that. Even as a writer, I hate that. Because I don't feel that's what defines a good game. Like, a lot of times, these games that have strong stories and wonderful characters have pretty boring gameplay. And I'd rather have a game that's fun to play. You know, if I want a story, I'll watch anime. I'll read a book. I'll watch a movie, you know. That's not what I go for video games for. Now, if it has a good story and it's a fantastically fun game to play, awesome. You know?
Yeah, it just all depends on what mood you're in. Like, a lot of people just like different things, so it's just, sometimes I just want to shoot shit, sometimes I want to go through a story, sometimes I want to meet new characters, sometimes I want to go do fetch quests. It just, It all depends what you're into. Same thing with movies. Like, sometimes I just want to watch a happy movie. I want to watch a sad movie. I want to watch an action movie. I want to watch a horror movie. It's just, what do I feel like right now at this moment? I just watched The Revenant on Friday, and fuck, that movie was fantastic. But I've already heard a lot of people that don't like it. But
isn't that, like, one of his last? Is that a Tarantino joint? No, that's the
that's Hateful Eight. This one's Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hardy. And dude, I thought it was fantastic, and I got out of pump to tell the world. And then some of the people on Facebook are like, oh, I didn't like it, or blah blah, it was too long, or it's too slow. I was like, ah, that was what was so fantastic. It was slow. You can go into a slow movie and have a good time, but or you can go to that same slow movie if you're not in that mood and be like, I didn't feel it. I wasn't feeling a slow movie right now. It just wasn't.
There was a movie that I really enjoyed that was a super slow burn, and it has its opportunities, but I think it was called The Brotherhood of the Wolf. I think it was a French movie that was localized into English, and it was very odd because at the first hour, it was a movie about people hunting down a wolf. And then the last hour and a half, or what it felt like the last hour and a half, ended up being about the occult and their people doing sacrificial, like, weird ritual stuff. And yeah.
What movie did you say?
Brotherhood of the Wolf. This is years ago. I saw it in the theaters, not knowing what to expect. And then I rewatched it, and I like it. It's not a movie I can recommend wholeheartedly, though, because it is an acquired taste. It's definitely a slow burn. And it's one of those movies where it starts one way and then it becomes something completely at the end. Like, what? How did we get here?
Like, there's this bear scene in The Revenant. It's just a bear scene. Someone's getting attacked by the bear. That's as far as I'll go with that, because I want anyone who's going to see this movie to experience it. It is the most terrifying thing in the world. You realize humans are just meat bags when it comes to a bear attacking you. It blew my mind. I mean, it blew my mind how they just filmed this, dude. It was so exciting. That was worth the full $10 I saw in the theater.
I fought an awesome bear in The Elder Scrolls Online.
I thought you were going to say in real life. I was like, this is going to be the rest of the podcast right here. I want to hear this story, man.
Oh, man. I don't have any stories that great, especially now. Like, I'm such a homebody, and I'm perfectly fine with it.
You see a bear out there like, come on, let's go, bear. The bear's trying to run away. You're grabbing at its legs.
The closest thing I could tell you to, like, a fight with an animal that I could think of right off the top of my head, I've had a few, but one that comes right to my mind is when I was, like, camping out, and somehow the dog that my friend brought started messing with a skunk, and the skunk got freaking pissed off and started spraying everywhere, and it sprayed into my mouth.
Ah, dude, I mean...
Disgusting.
How long did that take to go away? Because I know when you run over a skunk on the road, it smells for a long time.
I don't know what I did to get rid of that. I think, I don't know. I'm a pretty resilient dude. But let me tell you, the fact that I was a smoker at the time definitely helped out.
It's like you gargled with gunpowder and just lit it on fire.
Yeah, you know, just mastic flavor. Can I say when you smoke, you don't taste things as much, you know? So, you know, kind of helped out. A useful thing there. Oh, yeah. Just say guilty pleasure. Bring it back to guilty pleasure. Yeah. Now you're going off on tangents too.
That's how we do it.
But guilty pleasures, other than porn, because my wife hates porn, but she had the double standard about it. That's okay, though. that's an argument I'll never win with her. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's one of those things
don't
you have to try,
man.
That.
Don't bother, man. Just let it go.
Just let it go. Yes, you have to do it sometimes. That's how it keeps people. Relationships happy, compromise, just agreeing to disagree. But one of my guilty pleasures, I have a couple of them. Oh, but one of them is watching the show Two Broke Girls.
I've seen that, yes. It's not bad.
It's from the producers of Sex and the City. And I think the reason I like it so much is because it brings me back to better days in New York City. Because New York City's gone to shit. You can't live there unless you're willing to never eat. Like, your money goes to rent, and if you have a car, it goes to parking as well, and then you're done. I mean, when I was living there, the rent I was paying was around $1,500 to $2,000 a month. I don't know how people do it now.
No, so, New York, man, same as the Bay Area, man. It's just like overkill.
Yeah. Bay Area, poof.
Forget that, dude.
But yeah, but Two Broke Girls, I crack up because, like, they do it's a pretty realistic show for a sitcom. And Max is also easy on the eyes. I like her. She's sassy.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, she's a freaking, she's a rocket, a bottle rocket, I tell you. She got that sass. I like that. I like women with attitude, but it was just the right amount though, not too much sass, you know. Yeah. I think it's a little old, but I like how it shows the struggle living in New York City. But then I'm like, you know, this story would be very accurate about 10, 20 years ago, because these two girls living in New York City now as waitresses, they wouldn't be able to survive paying rent just between the two of them. Realistically, there had to be, you know, four or five people living in one apartment.
Damn, man. That's insane. Have you seen that show on Netflix? It's like something Kimmy Schmidt or something. Another cheesy like show. And I was watching that, dude. It's like, there's no shame in that, dude. Just watch stuff, have fun. Two Broke Girls, that's by Whitney Cummings. And Whitney Cummings is a smart, like, she knows what she's doing. It's just, does she still own the show?
Yeah, I think it's the show rolls her in the credits, so yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently that show's on the bubble right now. So that Two Broke Girls, Castle, Bones, and I forgot what else. Scream Queens are in the bubble this year.
I watched Scream Queens. That was, dude, that was pretty funny, dude. It was like a comedy with some horror elements, which was different than I thought. You know that one main guy, I forget his name, but he's hilarious, dude. The one guy was trying to date Emma Roberts.
I haven't watched the show that much, so I have to check it out. I don't do too much TV, surprisingly.
Yeah.
When I do, it's marathon sessions, like I binge it, you know?
It's funny, man. Scream Queens is like really, really funny, man. There's some, it's so randomly funny. It cracks me up, dude. It cracks me up. But speaking of New York, that kind of reminds me of Gotham. And Gotham, that's where Batman lives. I'm going to play this voicemail from Batman. This is good. I'm not sure who it is. But this is a great voicemail. It's fascinating. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Wayne. Our Batman. Only Batman.
Batman.
Sean, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. My name is Bruce Wayne. My name is Batman. I don't know who Bruce Wayne is. I've never known who Bruce Wayne is. Although he's a really good-looking guy. I just wanted to call you and tell you you're doing a great job with Horribly Awkward. However, I was upset that you had Sean Freeman on. You see, I've been trying to get on his knuckleball cast for a while. And he's been dodging my attempts. Wait, hold on. I've got a call waiting. Hold on, let me see. It's Dick Grayson. I mean, it's Nightwing. I don't know Dick Grayson. I only know Nightwing. I've been avoiding his calls for a week. He's been trying to get together after the holidays. I should have not drinking that last eggnog. Anyway, that's okay, I ignored him. Sent him the voicemail. Batmail. Voice Batmail. Whichever sounds best. Still working on something. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you you're doing a great job. I would love to be on sometime. However, I'm the knight. And I gotta be vigilant. I am a vigilante. At least that's what they tell me. I'm not sure. I am sure. I'm not ever unsure. I am sure doing a great job. If people aren't following you on Twitter, they should. And I tell you what. I don't know what this number is. I swear to goodness, if this is Dick Grayson, I'm going to make him more dead than Jason Todd. I gotta go. Have a good one. I'm the knight.
That was the best voicemail I've gotten. I'm sorry, Normie, but that was a kick-ass voicemail. If you guys want to leave me cool voicemails like that, just random stuff, man, I love it. I mean, that was superior. That was honestly superior shit. Leave me a voicemail, 510-600-3475. What'd you think, Yogi? That was pretty badass, right?
It was good. I like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. While we're on the voicemail trip, I'm going to play this one from Normie so we can keep this show rolling. We got about another half hour or so. If your pizza comes, we'll take a break. But here's Normie's voicemail. Normie, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry I didn't mean to say your voicemails aren't as good as that one, but you know that was a pretty good voicemail.
Hello, Sean. I was just finishing up listening to your episode with Sean Freeman, and what a fantastic show. Thank you so much for always putting out really, really awesome shows out there. I appreciate it. It's really awesome to hear and learn about everybody you bring on your show and to learn what makes them tick or to how they came about to where they are today. It's very insightful, and I like it. Thank you so much for the great work. I'm just cracking up. I'm calling in because I'm laughing at the part where Sean says how Freeman mommy is OCD with his things but not her own things. And I just wanted to pipe in because we have a similar issue at home. where it seems like the better half and I are OCD with each other's stuff, but not our own stuff kind of hanging out. And I wonder as to how much is that just issues within people just getting on your nerves, and how much of that is actually OCD, how we can see how others do something wrong, but we do ours right. So I'm curious as to the science and the psychology behind that. I'm trying to think of an awkward question to ask you and your current guest, and I can't think of any. So let's just ask, what is one of the weirdest things that you have ever done in your life? Like, and I'm not saying like walk backwards in the middle of the street. I mean something that could be a little borderline, maybe offensive to somebody else, and that you probably only see like on a TV show or something like Tom Green would do. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, okay. Those are two good things. I spawned an idea in my head. When I was younger, I used to do a lot of things. Like, we'd walk through the mall parking lots, and we'd just pull my pants down, show my ass, and walk through like, oh, my ass is out, because we're teenagers. You know, we don't give a shit. I remember the security pulls up. Woo, woo. Is that ass hair I saw? Is that ass hair? I'm like, oh, shit. They just told us to get off the property. But what have you done anything like that offensive? I mean, when you were younger, Yogi, maybe? Or maybe you still do. I don't know, man.
Let's see. Where do I start? I don't even know.
Okay, here's one.
I got one.
When we were younger, we used to like roll around, and we'd go stay at, all of us would go stay at one buddy's house, and it'd be like midnight. We're rolling around on the streets like we're not supposed to while his parents are sleeping. We're like teenagers. And I remember like my friends, they take like shit, like their shit, human shit, and stick it underneath the handle of a car.
Oh.
That's fucked up. That's pretty gross. Yeah, that's disgusting. It's definitely offensive. I mean, can you imagine that?
I got one that's poop related.
Okay, poop related is good, man.
Me and my boys, we used to have this thing, and we kind of just do it to gross out the girls in the family. Including my better half. But we share photos of epic turds that we have.
Oh no!
Whenever we take a nice dump and it's like a perfect turd, my favorite is like the ones that like do like a smoothie, like a chocolate smoothie, and it's just perfectly swirled. Maybe like a snake nesting, or ones that are just continuously long and thick, and we call those the black anacondas, and we just completely just. Just completely gross out everybody else except for the boys. You know, we would totally like just trade photo the night, and then we'll just flash it around on our phones, like or on a camera, whatever we use to take a picture of, and it's like, man, look at this one. This is pretty epic.
Oh man, the stupid shit we do. I mean, it's funny. That's between you guys though. It would be hilarious if you guys were posting Facebook posts and just tagging each other's names in it, like, here's my turd, my epic turd. Yeah. that would definitely get some.
I probably would do that because I'm all like, I just don't give a fuck. I just put it out there. But like my wife is like very like when it comes to certain things, like she doesn't like how much I share sometimes. So I don't talk too much about my family, and unless it's like something very generic, because she gets uncomfortable with this. Like, people can identify that, and they can stalk us, and, you know, they might come here and kill us. I'm like, damn, you're so morbid. You've been watching so many crime shows.
You want people to come kill you over your turds?
Yeah, like,
that turd was way too big for the internet. Stab, stab, stab.
Like, I know your weakness. You like turds. I'm bringing you a bunch of scat movies, and then when you're distracted by them, we'll kill you.
Good questions. And Normie was also saying about the OCD thing. I have a roommate too, yeah. And it's kind of like you do kind of overlook your own stuff, and you're more worried about the other person's stuff more. But I mean, I'm OCD all around. I kind of like things being straightened and pretty cleaned up. But I think that's just natural. That's just natural.
I think what happens from, you know, I minored in psychology in college just for funsies, and then I was a computer science degree. But, you know, I took a bunch of psychology courses because I could. And one of the things that I remember professors talking about was, you know, the how relationships are, they're very aggressive. The thing is, some people are actively aggressive and some people are passively aggressive.
Yeah.
And we're constantly creating boundaries. And when those boundaries are challenged, we do things to reassert ourselves. So it's just little stupid things that people do that you usually ignore, but then when you're in a position where the relationship is volatile, you start to notice them more.
It's way easier to look out than it is to look in.
Oh, that too, of course. Absolutely. It's easier to judge someone else than, like, look at, you know, there's a Bible verse for that too. I don't want to get biblical on you, but, you know, it's a whole, it's, you know, why are you judging the splinter in my eye when you have a log in your own? I always love that Bible verse. It's like, that's human nature. It's like, we judge each other, but it's like, we don't look at the things we're doing. We're hypocrites because we're doing the things we hate. Like, the people on social media, they're like, I hate drama. You know, I don't want it in my life. I don't want anything to do with it. But then as soon as the fight breaks out, they're the first people on it, or, you know, they're instigating, they're egging people along. It's like, well, yeah, I'm glad you hate drama, because I would hate to see what you do if you love drama.
Some people just, like me personally, I deal with things internally. Like, it might frustrate me, I might get mad, but it's mostly in my head. I'm not really outspoken towards other people. I don't like creating conflicts. I feel like if I can avoid that conflict, it just avoids more, because it always escalates and escalates. It's not like you get mad, they get mad, you get mad. Oh, it stops. Everything's fine. It usually, like, there's tension there. I don't like that tension that the very, very small, mellow tension you have, and it just builds up until it comes out. It's easier for me. It kind of sucks dealing with things in my head, though, because it just never gets resolved. But for me, it's easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Norman.
I'm the same way.
Those are great questions.
I'm the same way, too. Like, on that note, like, I think that's an introvert thing. But I think for me also, what I've noticed, like, I've really stopped to think about it. Like, why am I like that? And not so much that passive aggressive, because I will call someone out on something if it really needs to be, nipped in the bud, as they say. But, you know, I think the big thing is, I feel like if I know already it's gonna be a pointless debate,
yeah,
and it's gonna escalate quickly, like you said,
yeah,
and nothing good's gonna come out of it, why bother? Because then not only did I not accomplish anything, but I also wasted my time.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. It would be so great if everyone just got along. You could say, here's what I don't like, here's what you don't like, solve. Yeah. But it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it doesn't. Because people get defensive. Like, even if you lead in with your faults, like, I'll lead in with my faults. Like, hey, I know that I do this a lot and I could be this way. But, you know, when you do this, it hurts my feelings. And that's the best way to approach it, because you're not calling that person. Like, never label someone and never say that they're doing something. You say, this action that you do comes off to me this way or affects me this way. So you're not saying, like, you're mean, you're an asshole, you're a bitch. You're saying, it makes me feel like you're being a bitch towards me, or you're being mean towards me, or you don't care about me, you know, whatever it is, whatever the situation is.
Yeah.
But people still, I think people have just become so touchy now. Like, now with social media,
we're sensitive. You know,
we communicate so easily, but we have more trouble than more problems than ever communicating with each other. It makes no sense. We have all the tools available to us, but we're more cut off than ever before.
Exactly. Yeah. I totally, totally agree with you on that. We're just, like, so sensitive, and everything needs to be politically correct.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when we were younger, I mean, you're the same age as me. We grew up like, I'm just going to say, we call each other fags, we call each other gay. It's not like, hey, you're a homosexual that wants to do things to another man. It's just like, that was the words we use. And then retard, we use retard, retard was like the biggest one.
Everything was gay. Like, oh, that's gay. Come on, dude, that's gay.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly. It's gay, you're retarded, you're fag. But that's just how we talk. Now we get older, we can't even use that stuff. If someone says that, the media blows up.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, man. You can't even use the word tranny anymore without transsexuals blowing up. I was like, I just that's what I thought the word. That's what I thought it was. I mean, it's yeah, frustrating.
Walking on eggshells, man. People, you know what it is? There's too many people that are entitled or self-important.
Yeah,
they take themselves too seriously. So, like, everything that happens, that they feel they see the world as like they're the center of the galaxy, and everything's revolving around them, like they're the sun or something, and if everything's about them, everything's thrown towards them. It's like, ah, stop it, you're not that important.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
Yeah, no one's really that important. I mean, yeah, I guess we look up to celebrities like they're more important, but they're just guys who are just more successful, and they made a break for what they do as a career. But you know what I mean? Like, even celebrities get sensitive and touchy when people tweet at them something rude.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This sucks. Like, I hear it a lot on podcasts. I mean, it's like...
Did you see MC Hammer?
No.
Responses to recent fans?
No.
Dude, read some of his tweets. The last tweet I saw from him, I forgot what the person said, but he responded, MC Hammer responded. It was a very defensive kind of thing. He's like, you know, we just come from different perspectives. You know, it was about sending jobs overseas, outsourcing. Because, you know, he's trying to bounce back and he's got a business ventures and he's like sending jobs overseas. That's what every business does, cut corners so they can make more money. You know, the executives get fatter wallets. But he responded to the guys like, well, we come from different places, you know. And he basically called a person a poor person, the way he thinks. And he's more his line of thought is more entrepreneurial. And that's what justifies him, you know. Because the guy was saying, you know, when you send jobs overseas, that's someone's job that they could be making $8 an hour and providing for their family, you know. And that's a fair argument.
That's fair.
There's other places you could cut costs. I still think the overseas outsourcing thing is a sore point. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that. But, you know, I do want to say, Sean.
Yeah.
When I was listening to some of your last few episodes, there's a few things that came up. We talked about social anxiety. That hits home for me, too.
Okay.
The older I get, the more finicky I am, the more curmudgeon-y and the less patience I have for stupidity and ignorance and lack of compassion in people. But the biggest thing that stood out for me, other than this weird theme of incest from Mike Caldwell, XD Experience, but it's Sister Gidget talking about cats are evil, and that bothered me.
Cats are evil.
I thought she was a rock star, but now I've downgraded her from rock star status.
Oh no, Gidget, no, that's my homegirl, man. Let's go. You guys gonna fight?
I love her, but now I can't trust her because I have a thing. People that don't like cats, they're usually shady individuals. But they have some screws loose.
Cats are creepy sometimes, man.
I mean, all right, maybe you don't like cats, but
I like them.
Cool,
I want a cat.
I don't know. I know you want one. You should get one. They're great. The reasons you cited are a very good reason to have a cat. They're actually a lot more loyal than people realize. They're just, with cats, they're not as obvious as dogs. You got to pick up on their personality quirks and kind of read into things they do to figure out what they want, what they need. You know, sometimes the best way to get a cat's attention is to ignore them, and then they watch you. Just like kids. They're no different than kids. So, if you don't like cats, you probably don't want kids either.
I like that. Dogs to me are too needy. I would love to have a dog. I love other people's dogs. Pet them, they get all happy, then you leave. But cats will be more my thing. Like I've said before in here, the only issue I had with getting a cat in my apartment is they want that $500 deposit.
That's
crazy. I don't want to dump that, plus a cat, plus all this stuff. I'm looking at $1,000.
I was reading, when I lived in California, I stayed out there for a while for a project I was doing. It just made more sense to be there too. And not have to travel all the time. It'd be stupid. So I stayed out there for a while in San Diego, and I was doing a contract gig out there. And one of the things that boggled my mind was I just got interested in like the rent laws for some reason, and the whole pet fee thing and the pet rent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those things tread a legal boundary, like they're actually illegal. So you got to know like your rights are. There's some rights you can look into. So check it out, man, because there's a lot of bullshit when it comes to that. And like you said, if you pay a deposit, that covers that's supposed to cover structural damage from normal wear and tear.
Yeah.
Right. And they only should take money out of that. You're supposed to be good for normal wear and tear. And they only take money out of your deposit, you know, if you go beyond normal wear and tear. So if you've been living in your place for a long time, let's say I would say 3 to 5 years. Every 3 to 5 years, if they're renting that place again, they have to replace the carpets anyway.
Yeah, I think we're at two. We just passed 2 years. Yeah. Two.
So that's some shady stuff. You know, that's just freaking landlords being dicks as usual, and property managers just trying to nickel and dime on everything.
It's all about nickel and diming, man. It's like even video games can't play there. They want all these little microtransactions. There we do nickel and dime you.
Freaking DLC, landlord DLC, man.
Yeah. Well, check this out. I do have an email from Isaiah, so I'm gonna read this email, and then this may or may not lead us into some other crazy shit. We'll see. It says, "Hey, I'm Isaiah here. Big fan of you. Big fan, as you know. Just wanted to compliment you on the show you did with Freedom. Look at Freeman, Daddy. Look at Sean Freeman, man. Every voicemail and email I've gotten has been about you this week. So I hope you love it, bro. that was so good. He says that was so good. A lot of fun to listen to. Are you guys going to continue? Are you going to continue to stray away from Would You Rather's, Two Lies and a Truth, and Rapid Fire? Rapid Fire with Freeman would have made for a great segment. Anyway, I better get going now. Hope you keep up the awkward work. Looking forward to more shows. Isaiah Maurer." So, did you do any Two Lies and a Truth, Yogi? Did you write anything down?
I did. I actually, at first I was like, I don't really have that many good stories. And I'm like, wait, I have a lot of stories. I had to choose some that would be better to share live.
You just need one and then two fake ones.
Oh, wait.
Two lies, one truth.
Oh, that's right. I had it backwards.
It's all good. We can figure it out.
I gotta adjust mine.
I'll do mine real quick, and then maybe you can adjust one of yours or however that works. But yeah. Here is my two lies and truth. We're going back. Thanks, Isaiah, for bringing this back. So here it is. Number one, I camped out at Best Buy 1 year for 48 hours to get a 50-inch TV. Super cheap deal. The guy in front of me bought two of them. Like a dick, I didn't get one. Story 2. When I was 18, I drove my 1962 Buick Skylark off the road and right into a tree. Number 3. When I was 20 years old, the first time I drank, I got so drunk, I tripped over a bonfire, failed miserably, and I burnt my pants and my brand new Nikes. What do you think, Yogi?
Which one's the truth?
Which one's the truth? So you got the Best Buy camp out, 48 hours. I drove my car into a tree. All right, I failed miserably the first time I drank on a bonfire and burnt my clothes.
They're all pretty believable.
That's because I put the fine details in there to throw you off.
But the bonfire seems like the most generic and least detailed, so I want to say that one's a lie. But I'm going to lean towards the Best Buy because you're kind of a bleeding edge technology guy from what I know. And what I've heard from our recent conversations and podcasts, listening stuff, and and we'll be talking about the VR stuff. You were really excited about that. So I'm going to say you would be the guy that would camp out 48 hours for a deal.
That is incorrect. If you know me, my Black Friday shopping consists online, or else I go last minute. I may go an hour, but I never wait. I would never wait 48 hours. I have to pee. Wait, how would you do that, man? I'm going to start peeing in a bottle. That is incorrect.
See, the 48 hours seem crazy, but I thought maybe you did it once, and then you said, you know what, online from here on.
Okay, so the real one is I drove my 1962 Buick Skylark. I was like riding around this corner. It says 10 miles per hour. I was with a bunch of friends. I'm like, 10 miles per hour? Yeah, right. We're off the road. Boom, I slid because the ground was wet. Hit a tree. Bam. The girl I was dating at the time, like, her mom didn't like me, so she had to get out of the car and leave, even though she hit her head, and it was a big ordeal. But yeah, I smashed that car, totaled it, and I lost that car. It was nice, dude. It was like a Camelot rose. It was almost like a pink, man, with a white top. It was sick. It was sick.
Damn.
What about you, man? So.
All right.
Here we go.
So I'm going to see how I'm going to do this. All right. Two lies and the truth. All right, so here's my first story. When I was young, about maybe, I would say 8 or 9, I think. You know, my mom used to be one of those people to always give you cautionary tales to the point of you getting, just rolling your eyes. It's like, it can't be that bad. You know, kids, you know, you always want to do the opposite. But, like, she would always exaggerate. Like, I knew for a fact she exaggerated because... Like, she wouldn't let us even pet, you know, random animals unless we knew the owner as well and knew what kind of, like, bathing ritual they had for the animals and stuff. Like, we don't know what animal has been. It might have the herpes or the ticks or the clap. Like, what? She would strike fear into you. Like, you would be scared to cross the street. That's how much she would just give you cautionary tales constantly. She was, like a living embodiment of a grim tale, like just terrible.
Okay.
So, you know, she would always warn me about messing with a certain pair of scissors. And so I'm like, you know, I got the pair of scissors. It was really nice scissors she used for like seamstress type stuff. And I started like cutting a bunch of stuff, like blah 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 blah, and I'm like singing like blah blah blah, cutting stuff, wee, just cutting random shit, whatever I could cut, you know, the, not important stuff, but it's cutting shit for the sake of cutting shit. And somehow I managed to, you know, cut the tip of my finger off. It's actually this finger. If you guys see, there's actually a little dent right there in my finger. If you see in the video, where it didn't cut heal completely, I kind of have a somewhat retarded, you know, oops, I said retarded,
oh, thumb. No.
And so the way I fixed it, somehow I managed to get it to stop bleeding. I cauterized it somehow as a kid. I don't know what I did. And then I put duct tape around it. And then to make it not stand out, I just put duct tape around my other fingers. And I was like, oh, look, I got funny gloves. And it healed. And then no one ever found out. It was like my little dirty little secret. And I was a very good boy after that. I didn't want to hear I told you so from my mother, because that's even worse than her cautionary tale. It'd be like a 3-hour, why did you do that? I told you not to do that. You're stupid. Like, see what happened? That's why you got to listen to me. I'm like, oh, boy. And then, you know, just further empowers her to do more of what she does. So that's the one story.
That's the longest one story I've ever heard, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm giving you full stories right
now. Yeah, we got it. You got it. This is so deep. If they're all that detailed, I'm going to have a hard time with this.
I'm fully prepared for you, bro. I'm fully prepared for you.
All right.
That's why I was excited for this.
Yeah.
Another story is a little scarier.
Oh.
All right. So it's going to get a little real here.
When,
you know, back in elementary school, me and a bunch of my friends used to see this guy. We called him the Shadow Man.
The Shadow.
He used to wear a hat, and he would always stand behind you, and when you would try to look at him, he'd disappear. And we were all seeing this, but none of us were talking about it until one day, I don't know what happened. I think one of my friends came out of the bathroom, and he looked freaked out. I'm like, dude, you okay? You saw like you saw a ghost. And then he looked at me like he didn't say yes, but he said yes with his look. And I said, dude, I'm going to tell you straight up, I've been seeing some shit, and I don't know if I'm just I'm just imagining it, but I keep seeing, like, this shadowy figure. I can't see his face, can't make out any of his details. It's like a shadow that's walking around following me. And he's like, does he have a hat? And I'm like, holy shit, yeah. Does he kind of stand like this? I'm like, yeah. And we're describing the same thing, even though we never described this thing to each other. There's no way that we could have made that up. Or drawn it from someone else. Like, we're not just agreeing to each other because for the sake of agreeing, right? And another friend was hearing it, and I literally saw his hair stand up and getting goosebumps. He's like, dude, I saw the same thing too. So apparently there were stories going around, and we were corroborating each other's stories. So we're like, this is really happening. Like, or we're all freaking drinking some fucked up milk or something that's having us hallucinate. I don't know.
Some rotten milk.
So after a while, you know, we just kept like we were going doing buddy system and shit and go to the bathroom. Like, we were scared to go to the bathroom alone and stuff. Something we were holding, wait till we got home. And one day, like, everybody stopped seeing it, and I stopped seeing it, and then we thought it was cool, right? And this went out for a while, we forgot about it. I go visit my cousins in Connecticut. They're seeing the same shit. They bring up the story. I never told them this story. They're seeing the same shit. And then my friend comes up, my cousin comes up with some shit about how it's a cursed item that we're wearing. And she says that it's my cousin's necklace that has a horn. It's a cursed horn. And she said that that's what I – because this old lady told me. She said this old lady, that weird old lady that we never want to visit because she's into the – what do you call it? Santeria. It's a Latino, kind of Cuban, witch, you know, black magic type thing.
Sounds scary.
And she said that you know, you're going to have a horn. She pictures a horn and blood and all this shit, right? Well, go figure, dude. All right? This is where it gets fucked up. My cousin got into a car accident and died.
Oh, no.
After she saw the shadowy figure, and she actually got closer to it. And that's the last thing that she saw, dude.
Wow. Now you fucked up shit, man. Hold on. I need to... Okay, let me shake it off. I need to shake it off. I'm shaking it off. Okay. Okay, is that the end of that story?
Yeah, I got one, and it's the last one.
Okay, man, it's gonna be tough.
this was simple.
Okay.
So just, I talk about my mom, so I'm going to bring the mood back up and how she just makes everything a mountain out of a molehill type of thing. But, you know, she used to always tell me these things about freaking, you know, Smurfs, how, like, Smurf plush dolls are the devils and, you know, they move at night and all this shit. And like, whenever the light would be off and I didn't have a nightlight on, I start seeing shit. And one of the old things I always used to see is the hand coming up from behind my bed trying to reach at me. So for the longest time, I always had to keep my feet tucked in and not over the side of the bed and covered. Till this day.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not scared of that anymore. I don't see the hand anymore. I'm not scared of the dark. But I don't like having my feet over the bed or uncovered. I need to keep my feet covered.
Oh, okay.
And I even to the point, like, I don't even like leaving the closet door open in the bedroom. It's this weird thing. Like, I don't know. That might be part of the OCD, not so much fear. But yeah, there you go.
I'm gonna take the first one with because the scar on your finger. That's way too convenient. I'm taking that one out. This probably happened some other way. Second one. Oh, that was a fucking good. Okay, that was a great story. Regardless, man, that was deep. I think the third one was real because I used to have the same thing where my feet could not be uncovered. Actually, my face couldn't be. I had to have my blankets up right up to above my nose. I couldn't have my eyes covered, but I had to have like the rest of my face covered. That seems like a totally legit thing. Is that it?
That's the truth, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is the thing. The other two stories are true, but I changed some of the details. The Shadow Man did happen. My cousin did not die, at least not that way. And I did cut off my finger, but not completely.
Well, how did you do that? With the scissors?
With the scissors, yeah. That really did happen. I just didn't cut it off completely. Like, I cut off a piece of it, and I was like, Pac-Man finger.
Ah, come on. That's gross, dude. Oh, I see
and
that.
I just fixed it up myself, dude.
I see Eddie Rotten's brother cut his finger off with a chainsaw in the snow or something recently, man. I was like, wow, dude.
I saw that, yeah. Yeah,
I was like, ooh, who cut their finger off? I saw the picture on his Facebook, and I was like, wow, dude. Man, how do you react to something like that? That's crazy. That's crazy. Well, we got a couple minutes left. Another 10 minutes or so. But
I got a good topic for us real quick then. Unless you have something.
No, I don't have anything.
Weird personality quirks. We'll make this our rapid rounds. You share one, I share one. Weird personality quirks or peeves. Want to do that?
What do you mean by peeves? Like stuff I don't like?
Yeah, just weird quirks, weird peeves, things that set you off.
I'm so terrible.
And we'll go rapid fire, back and forth.
Okay, I'm so terrible at doing stuff on the spot, but we'll do it. We'll do it. Cause
people demanded it. I got something written down, but I'll come up with some on the fly too.
Okay, we'll do 2 minutes.
We'll do
2 minutes of it.
That's a lot.
And once you hear the thing go, you got to go first.
Two minutes of it?
Well, we don't have to. Okay. We don't have to be like, we'll just see who's the last one. Okay, well, I'll set it for 1 minute. Whoever gets
one minute. That
okay. Go.
All right. For the longest time, I couldn't stand my food touching. It's just like, I just couldn't do it. Now I'm over it. Go.
Oh, crap, man. I can't stand messes. I can't stand anything like in places they're not supposed to be. I'm so terrible at this, dude. I'm just OCD, man.
You know what? I'm like women. I don't like when people don't put the toilet seat down. In fact, put the top toilet seat down. I don't want the dogs and the cats drinking out of the toilet bowl. It's gross. Stop doing it, kids.
I can't do it, man. I can't do it. I'm terrible at thinking of things in the spot.
Maybe we do have the 2 minutes. Damn. We should have 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I can't do it, man. My brain's not thinking right now.
All right, I got another one then. I'll keep going. That's what you got.
Well, then you're
going
to win.
So I used to hate the smell of bologna and the smell of barf. Both of them would make me want to barf.
I can't do it, man. I had to stop it. I just can't. I have to think of the things and write them down. I just can't think. I have so many millions of things I could write down. You definitely won that. shit, dude. Yeah, that's the way Horribly Awkward goes. Like, I can think of a million things if you let me sit down here with the list. Like, I have to do, like, these stories and stuff. I have to write them down because I just can't think of stuff.
Well, I'll bring it back. I got a really awkward topic because you were saying last time Caldwell was freaking out with all this incest stuff. In Puerto Rico, we have a quote, an old adage that says, it goes like this. It says, los primos se exprimen. All right, primos means cousins, and esprimen, the word esprimar, it's basically like wringing or rinsing something out. So basically it translates to cousins wring each other out. Like basically cousins could do it. Like
what the hell?
That's a fucked up shit. And you know what's even more fucked up about it? I have a lot of hot cousins. I'm going to say straight up. It's so wrong. Like, you know, my family, we're very comfortable with each other. You know, we're all like feel comfortable with bias. We walk around naked. We don't give a fuck. It sounds weird to some people, but we're just like kind of hippie like that.
Yeah, everyone grows up in it with different backgrounds and different like, boundaries. It's weird.
Yeah, and growing up, our families did not like it was weird. Like, they would set things up so we would do things to each other because like we'd have sleepovers and the girls are sleeping with the boys, no problem. And then it's inappropriate touching. Like, I had cousins that used to like biting me on the ass all the time. Like, you have such a good ass. I think you had the best ass out of all our cousins. I'm like, hey, thanks. You know, and my cousins would just bite my ass just randomly. Like, I'm okay. And it'd be like awkward games of house and doctor. Like, where like, I don't know if this is how you play it. So anyone out there that grew up like that, especially you Latinos out there, you know, you're not alone. It's not a one-off thing. It's just a cultural thing. Like the Western inhibitions are not something we are keen on usually.
Yeah, everyone grows up a different way with different parents, with different grandparents, different families. It's just the circumstances are just endless on how people. You know, parents used to just change in front of their kids. Nowadays, I don't even know if you can do that. I mean, you can, but yeah. If your kid's like, "Oh, my daddy's naked in front of me," like, "Boop, there's child services." You're busted. Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's all it needs, like someone mention it to a teacher casually because they don't think it's something bad, you know, and it's like, oh.
Yeah,
you know,
everything's a flag.
Yours doesn't look like my daddy's. Like, what?
Yeah, boys have penises and girls have vaginas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a tumor.
Hey, I got a would you rather. This is something I came up with real quick.
Okay,
This is going to be a tough one.
Okay, let's go.
Are you ready? This is really going to be tough for you.
Uh-oh.
Would you rather give up video games forever or would you rather give up podcasting forever?
Oh, shit.
Bam, one of them's got to be erased and gone forever.
I think podcasting is the best platform for communication and expression, better than writing books, blogging, and video, and I love all those things, but I think it hits the sweet spot between all those things where people could listen to a podcast while they're multitasking. They could fit it into their busy schedules, accommodate it, and they could pick and choose little bits and pieces of it. So I love podcasting, but I think I could give it up because I could always fall back to writing books or blogging or doing videos, you know? So it's not so bad. I could vlog. That doesn't count. But video games, this has been such a big part of me, man. I can't give that up because I've been gaming forever. This is Atari 2600, ColecoVision, Pong, all that
hell
shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I designed video games. I've developed video games. Like, that's really one day. All I want to do is be able to have enough of a nest egg, know my family's taken care of, know that I can give back to charity, give back to the community, and just focus on writing and developing video games all day. That's what I ultimately want to do. I'll still do podcasting too, but. Yeah, I can't give up video games, though. I can't.
I would have to give up the video games, man, because podcasting has become my new love, and I can connect with people. And like right now, me and you talking, I've been following the clock just so we stay. I try to keep a roughly an hour and a half podcast so it doesn't go too long and people think it drags out. An hour and a half's perfect for just two people talking. But like everything disappears. When we're talking, everything disappears. My problems disappear. If I had work tonight, it would disappear. Everything just kind of floats away.
It's true. But we can still do a video show.
Yeah, I need this podcasting, man. I love making skits and intros, and it's just I don't know, man. There's something about it that just if video games doesn't do it for me. But I love them both. I mean, I'm not giving either one
up.
In reality,
I cheated. I found the loophole.
Yeah, yeah.
If the loophole doesn't exist, then I probably have to go with podcasting.
I guess I could watch Twitch videos and just watch other people game. I'll be like, hey, Yogi, man, this is a game I want to try out, but since we did that Would You Rather and I can't go back on it now, man, can you stream this game for me?
Plus, if you give up video games, you can still do tabletop gaming. There's a lot of great stuff out there, dude.
Yeah, there is. Man, so Okay, with all that said, Yogi, what's one thing you've learned on today's podcast?
I am very long-winded. Oh, no, I knew that already.
Nice, man.
I've learned that when we get together, we lose track of time very quickly.
Oh, yeah, man. I would love to just do like a Joe Rogan or a Kevin Smith podcast and make it 3 hours long. But since I'm not a celebrity, it's hard to find the audience for that. You know, you listen to Joe Rogan podcast 3 hours long, no problem, man. Or Kevin Smith, they'll go 4 hours, and
it's interesting. That's why you can't. That's a good thing you brought that up, because you can't, like, people that try to get into anything, any kind of creative space or any kind of venture, don't copy or model after the people that are established or popular, because they are not doing the right things to get to grow. They already have an established brand, or they got lucky.
Yep. Yeah. Like, exactly.
You try to model after them, you're going to fail, because what works for them now is not what you need to work for you today.
Yeah, a lot of the mainstream, like Joe Rogan, like I said, Kevin Smith, a lot of these actors who are doing podcasts, they're super popular because they were already actors and they had followings. And when you look for a comedy podcast and you see, oh, Joe Rogan, cool, click, subscribe.
Yeah.
It's kind of different. I mean, a lot of my stuff is bits and pieces from other stuff that I like, but I kind of try to do my own thing. I think it's working pretty good.
It is, man. You're doing a bang-up job.
Yeah, okay. Today was a good episode, man. I mean, we touched on stuff I wasn't expecting, which is always cool, because that's why I like doing one-on-ones with different people every week, because we could talk about something different, or it might be something similar. You never know.
I came prepared for you, man. I told you, I was pumped to do this, man.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. I wasn't playing it up, man.
Thanks.
But I want to recommend a game for you.
Okay.
A couple of games that I don't think I told you about yet. I'm kind of what's the word I'm looking for?
No more match threes. No more match threes.
No, no, not match three. I know that's acquired. That's an acquired taste. I'm kind of like a brand ambassador for these games. One is Dungeon of the Endless. Do you like real-time strategy games? Or like tactics? Dungeon crawlers?
Dungeon, like Diablo, yeah.
Four-player, you like? How about four-player, like action RPG type thing?
Yeah, dude, sometimes. Sometimes I like to do that.
It's a co-op game. All right, well, this game is all of that and more. It's something that I think everybody should check out and explore, because it's one of the most unique games I've ever played. And not just unique, it's actually really fun to play. Super high replay value. And it's a game under $10.
Okay.
Usually okay. Game for under $10. So Dungeon of the Endless. The other one is, and I'm going to give you one more, Downwell.
I've seen that. I haven't played it, but I've seen that on Steam. It was on the Steam sale.
Yeah, I think it's like $4 right now.
Yeah.
And it's very much pick up and play. It's such a simple game, but it's tons of fun.
I should watch a video on that, because.
Yeah, and we're still not friends on Steam, by the way, because I looked for you.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, what's your name on Steam? Let
me see. They call me Iams.
I don't see you on there.
Maybe not. We'll fix that. But you know what? I want to give a shout out to Robbie.
Oh, you Wheat. Are on there.
Hey, big shout out to Robbie Wheat, newer listener to Horribly Awkward. I think Horrible Gamers. Last time he heard Horrible Gamers with me and Yogi, he reached out to both of us and over some crappy game that Yogi plays, some match three bullshit. And he reached out and said, and he reached out and wanted to be a part of like squadding up and stuff, man. So huge shout out to Robbie, man.
And we are friends. It puts you all the way in the bottom of the list for some reason.
Yeah. Started from the bottom, now here.
God.
Yogi, before we sign out, man, tell everyone where they can find you, what you're doing, what your plans for the next 10 years.
Well, next 10 years, I don't know if we have time for that. But, you know, for the next 10 days at least, you can find me on several podcasts every Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. 4 a.m. GMT. You can listen to us at twitch.tv/geekyantics for a Horseplay Live podcast. That's the flagship show of the network. We do a lot of plugs, a lot of cross promotion, a lot of collaborations, a lot of mashups. And we talk about all facets of geek culture, but it does ultimately go back to food and video games for some reason. We're always hungry, I guess, when we do that podcast.
Yeah.
I do a bunch of other shows. I'm not going to plug all of them, but you can check out our schedule, geekyantics.net/schedule. And it's probably the best place to go. We got a blog. We got a Facebook fan page. So make sure you give us a like on Facebook. Geekyantics Network Global Gang, for sure. It's catchy. I had to go for the acronym.
Oh, nice. I like
But it sounds cheesy, you know? So it reminds people that we don't take ourselves too seriously. That's why the tagline is serious, geek, silly, fun, you know? What else? I'm Yogi Zilla everywhere. I'm easy to stalk. You know, I'm Yogi Zilla on Xbox Live, Steam, Tumblr, Instagram, whatever the kids are using these days. I'm a little out of touch with the hippest trends. I guess I still don't get Snapchat, but I'm kind of on there.
Yeah, man. Thanks, man. I've been looking forward to this too, man. We had a great show. Lots of cool topics, and you, man, me and you kind of talk fast, and we keep up to speed. It's great because we're just talking. We'll have no pauses, man. It's a lot of fun. But you guys,
yeah, dude, I would have think you're originally a West Coaster because you're really like fast. Most West Coasters are more laid back and they talk slower.
Oh, that's just because of my anxiety and panic, and when I get excited, I get excited. Ups and downs are drastic. they're crazy, man. If you guys want to leave me a voicemail like Normie did and like Batman did, 510-600-3475. Or you guys can contact me on Twitter at awkward_podcast. Horrible Gamers is at Horrible Gamers with the Z on Twitter. HorriblyAwkwardPodcast@gmail.com. If you guys want to send me an email like Isaiah did, I appreciate that, Isaiah, man. Big shout out. Facebook, we have a group for Horrible Gamers. We have a page. I have a page for Horribly Awkward and Horrible Gamers. I am at They Call Me Iams. That's my personal account on Twitter, and as well as my gaming platform, all platforms, Steam, the PlayStation, Xbox, all that great stuff. So, like Gidget says, peace out, Brussels sprouts. But before we go, Yogi, tell us something important, something deep, real deep and simple and to the point.
Enjoy the simple pleasures of life, like this pizza that's about to get here any minute now, because I just saw that James left the store with my order at 7:45 p.m.
Boom, and we got finished just on time, you guys, for the pizza is coming. Good night, everybody. And I started the recording, so you guys... Yogi is here. This is the unedited. If you're watching this on YouTube, this is the unedited version of what's about to go down. I have no idea because we haven't started.
Oh, shit. We've been live this whole time?
No, I just right now. We're not live. We're just recording. We're not doing no live shit.
Live in the very liberal sense.
Yeah, we're live. We're live.
Like my balls are live in my pants, but
whoa.
Not really.
Whoa, dude. This is not that kind of show, man. let me see. So, check it out, Yogi. Throw me a scenario or something.
Put an improv right now?
Yeah, you gotta do that little thing. So,
a little scenario, okay.
What's the scenario?
The scenario is you got a deadline in your job, right? Me and you are part of a project team. I call you, I'm like, yo, Sean, what up, son? We gotta get to work. We have the deadline for that big project for the client, for the Dobermans. We'll call it the Dobermans. That's a big account, all right? Yeah. I don't know what the fuck we do. I don't know what we do in said job, but there's a deadline for it. And we gotta get into the office to make a presentation, all right? You rush out the door because you're a go-getter. You forget you have no pants on. You're already through the door of the office.
All right. Now it's getting way too complicated. Here, I'm going to go. I'm going to start. Ready? Ready? Here we go.
Oh, not that song.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, so let me pull up my notes and we'll get right into it. Notes.
Notes? We have notes? Oh, damn.
I do, like, so I don't forget what the fuck I'm doing. Not really notes, but my,
talking points.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to my...
Creative props. Ooh, there's a half-lady, naked lady on my desktop.
Boom. Chicka-chicka, boom-boom. Chicka-boom. Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Have you ever seen really awkward YouTube videos where people are beatboxing and it's like extreme close-ups of their face and you can see up their nostrils? Like, I don't need to see all of that now.
I've seen some really good beat. There's this one dude beatbox. Oh, it's fucking sick. But here we go.